The New Orleans Film Society's 23rd annual French Film Fest begins Thursday, February 27th, and today we're going to talk to one of this year's filmmakers, Marshall Woodworth, about his film La Veille. Welcome, Marshall.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
So this is a documentary that deals with the French language in Louisiana. So first of all, what does La Veille translate to?
It depends where you are in Louisiana, or Louisiana, La Louisiane. Where I'm from, it just simply means to visit. It doesn't usually mean a short visit, like a lengthier, longer visit. Now, 90% of the rest of Louisiana says La Veille. And I caught a lot of flack about that. I still do sometimes.
Did you grow up speaking French?
No, but I grew up around, I would say, the further you go back in time, I was born in 76. So up until the late 80s, I would say 50% of what I heard around me spoken at home, Momo and Pawpaw's generation especially, was French. So it's kind of half and half. But I don't know how far I can go into why a whole generation doesn't speak French, because we all have the same story.
Is that part of the reason you wanted to make this film, to try and figure that out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because for me, I'm kind of sensitive to sound just physically. I do music and stuff like that. And the sound of that language, it's like it suddenly, or not suddenly, but slowly deteriorated away as each older person born in the 20s and 30s and then the 40s, it just went away. And it was like one day I was kind of like, yo, mom, what happened to that funny language? You know, when I was little, I thought it was just the language of the old people. Like when you get old, you just magically start speaking differently. Like it's just a different way of speaking English. I didn't know until I was probably, you know, 12 or 13 that it was, oh, that's a language, that's French. And so having a lot of those people pass away and seeing it gone, to me, is like a major cultural loss, a treasure that we're kind of losing but kind of getting back.
Why do you feel like it's important to keep the French language alive in Louisiana?
I don't know how to begin to explain that. In our current political climate, which can get very hostile, it's even more important because it's a way of saying, no, we're not all English speaking, this sort of, you know, white Americana thing. We're diverse. We've been here so long. We were here before the United States was the United States, all the French speaking people. It's just about keeping diversity and different worldviews. We get plugged in. We're watching the media. We're watching entertainment. Everybody has a vanilla sort of way of this is America, you know. But America is very complicated, and our past is very rich and very complicated, and there's not enough acknowledgement of that.
Sounds like there are many people who really are interested in bringing French back. Tell us more about that.
Oh, yes. So I'm in a group called Tele Louisiane, and there is a push to bring back this language. You can quit having boucheries, and you can quit having couchons de lait, and you could stop eating crawfish, and still you would have culture. You would have the majority of it if you have the language. Once you lose the language, it's kind of like, ooh, the rest is a little bit more dressing on the cake, or however you want to say it. And of course, the group Tele Louisiane, which we're trying to just make video content en français in Louisiana French, and Coudi Veni, which is a type of Creole French. And so I'm very happy to be a part of those groups.
La Veille screens Saturday, February 29th at 6:45 p.m. at the Britannia Theater. For tickets, visit the New Orleans Film Society's website. Thanks for coming in, Marshall.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
In New Orleans, I'm Brian Friedman.